Those that are listening, thank you for logging on all around the world, and those that are here tonight. I'm here with Pastor Tim to my right and Pastor Sam to my left, and we're going to open up kind of a follow-up on Sundays. Our roundtable discussion is going to kind of elaborate a little bit or get a key point out of our Sunday message. For those that are following us and listening to us on the message, we just feel that it's God's message or word for us today. He's definitely doing something in this hour, and we're the voice of Him to know what He is doing and saying so we can walk with Him. You know, listen, God is the creator of this universe, and it's a fact. I'm a living vessel of that testimony, and God has touched us in a miraculous way. We got a fire burning inside of us, and we're just normal, simple individuals that have to live in this nature. But we may be in the world, but we're not of the world. Our minds are not of this world. We tend to focus on the spiritual world, where we're all going to end up being one day. We are here now in that world. But it's all about renewing your mind and renewing your heart and renewing your spirit so it lines up. There is a heaven. There's a heaven out there, and then there's a heaven inside. The world that we want to live is within. I truly believe when we were born and created, that world, that life was given to us, and it all lives within inside, and we got to tap into it. A lot of people ask, what is it to be lost? Oh, I'm a lost, you know, and Christianity says you're lost and we have to save you, you know? Well, the salvation of being lost is to tap into that world, that life that is inside of us. So if anybody ever wanted to know what it is to be saved, is to be tapped into that life that's inside of you and have a relationship with God who created that life so that we can understand that life, follow that life, and lead us and guide us to a wonderful, happy life, so that we can have that peace and joy and righteousness on earth as it is in the heavenly realm for eternity, and not to perish and suffer and be destroyed. It's almost like anyone has ever felt like they were running around chasing their tail and not getting anywhere, and just like running and running and running and running and fighting themselves out of a paper bag. And they get tired and frustrated, and they don't understand why they're so tired and everything. And I truly believe it's because they haven't found that life. They haven't really gotten that relationship with God, and they haven't found that life. And we're here to bring that life. We're here to bring that peace. We're here to bring that joy. One of it is to have a relationship with God. But with all that being said, I used to say to everyone, God doesn't exist. Which He doesn't, because you never allowed Him to exist and be a part of your life. So technically, He's not real until you create Him in your heart, until you create Him. It's like you have to invite Him into your house before you can have a relationship with Him. If you don't invite Him, then it's like He never existed. So with that being said, let's pretend that we don't know God yet, and let's just concentrate on our earthly life and how to renew our minds so that we can start living more happier, more peaceful, more joyful, in the sense of bringing ourselves into submission. And some of the things that we were addressing, at least one of them was on Sunday, was rejoicing in all things. And you know, this word here, the Bible, which is a book that is written 2,000 plus years ago, whatever, speaks about God speaking about the importance of rejoicing in all things. And He says, again, I say, rejoice. And there's what we've been speaking about that pearl of peace that is inside of us. Not many people understand, but it's a mystery. It's a spiritual mystery that we have been created with a jewel, a pearl that is inside of us, and that pearl is a pearl of peace. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that needs to be protected. And there's certain things that we need to do in order to protect that pearl piece. If we don't protect it, what happens is it gets real dirty, real smoggy, maybe even buried. We have to dig it up, resurrect it, you know. And our life revolves around this pearl of peace. And Tim had something he wanted to share. And
you know, speaking about that pearl of peace, for one aspect is in your life, in order to have a life, you have to lose your mind. One of our aspects is when you have a heavy laden mind where it's always chattering and all these thoughts are going on all the time, that's when you lose your peace because you're never at rest. And, you know, this Bible that we talk about, the Holy Bible, that says in order to gain a life, you have to lose your life. You know, and part of that losing your life is actually losing your mind, you know.
But it also speaks about having the mind of Christ.
The mind of Christ, exactly.
Yeah, and putting away the natural mind. And the natural mind is an enemy against God.
Yep. And it separates. So, it separates you from God.
Right.
Because God's in the heart. You know, he's a spirit, and your mind is in the natural, and it's a carnality, and it separates the two.
It constantly brings reason, and it brings thoughts of fear and negativity, and oh, it'll never work because of patterns of rejection or failure, and those rejections and failures were never to create negativity. It was just really for us to build character, and that's one of the things that we'll maybe speak about today or maybe next week or what have you, but having that character and renewing the mind, which is a very important factor in life. And we have a nature, and that's what we were speaking about earlier. You know, we never lose our demons.
Right.
You know, they're always with us, but we master them and overcome them. And we roll and reign on top of them. And so we have to realize that the sin nature is just covered with naysayers, so to say. It'll never work. It'll never work. It'll never work. And we have to rule over that and use, if God is for me, who could be against me, those kind of things. But rather than filling you up with a bunch of scripture and get religious, we want to get you to the point where you begin to realize that your life has not been created to be destroyed. We destroy it on our own by our thinking, by our patterns of thoughts. And I don't want to condemn anybody with those patterns of thoughts because we were born in it. You know, it's like, how do you reprimand somebody if they never knew? You know, so you just tell them, you know, listen, it's okay. Just change the way you're thinking. Because if you change the way you're thinking, then you're going to be able to live a better life. No one has ever really mastered. There's only certain individuals who mastered over that sin nature or that
mind.
Yeah, the mind, basically. Believe it or not, they were called the prophets. You know, you have many prophets and spiritual men and women around the world, and they have been labeled. But I want you to know that you're a prophet too, and a spiritual man and a spiritual woman too, if you just receive this knowledge we're giving you so that you can master, just like a karate class. Hoo-ah! You know, I'm in a white belt, you know, and then I'm looking to get to the black belt. You know, you have to learn certain techniques and you have to learn certain strategies and, you know, and overcome these things that are tormenting us and bring victory. I truly believe that when we tap into this, you know, our supreme being, which we call God, will open up opportunities, which we call doors, and they will open up ways where, you know, no one really can shut, and no one, and he'll close them, the bad ones he'll close that no one can open, and he'll protect us and guide us and lead us. But, you know, one thing is that we have to believe. And when we talk about certain steps to take, one of the major, simple steps, but so hard to overcome, is complaining. I mean, we speak a lot about complaining, and there's been many, many stories in this book about how, you know, they walked around the desert more than necessary because they were complaining and murmuring. But I want to share to our listeners out there that when things don't go right, or tribulation, persecution, sufferings, you know, hardship comes, you know, they're going to come. They're going to come to you no matter what. You can't stop them. Don't expect that these things are going to stop. So if we can renew our minds and get to a point where we're not surprised, you know, when something happens, like you get a letter in the mail and it's bad news or whatever, you know, listen, there's going to be a letter that's going to come in the mail. You know, something is going to happen that's going to make you go, But, you know, you have every right to feel that way. I do want to put that out there to our listeners. You have every right to feel that way. The thing is now we have to master it. We have to fight it. We have to master it, and we can't harbor that feeling. Yet we have to begin to look at it and say to ourselves, you know what? This stinks. I'm not really ready to deal with this nonsense. I got to face it. I can't run away from it. I can't put my head in the sand and run away from it. But at the same time, you know what? It was given to me. I can handle it. You know, I really didn't do anything wrong. And if I did, I did it because I really didn't know that I did anything wrong. I didn't intentionally do anything wrong. I truly believe most people out there are good people. Mm-hmm. I think most people out there, their intentions aren't bad. I think certain things happen that cause them to go down the bad road. And then, yes, their intentions are bad. They lead to be bad. If we can catch them beforehand, that would be great, you know, because then they won't get real bad. But
can I say something?
Yeah, yeah.
One thing about complaining is I always say complaining is a bad spirit, and it's also really a bad habit. And one thing I noticed about complaining is when you start to do it, negative things start to happen, and it's like a snowball effect. Until you can actually stop the actual complaining, you're going to see negative things continue to spiral in your life until you finally have enough of the complaining, and then you have to turn it around. You know, I've noticed it in my life. There's times where something happens and I start complaining, and then I say, oh my God, I got to catch myself. I'm like, why am I complaining about this? Because now two more things happened, you know, after the complaining. So you have to kind of have an awareness. I think Pastor Sam always says awareness is key. Be aware of your mood, or be aware of where your heart's at. And a lot of times we don't have to verbally complain, but we can murmur even within our heart about something, and we can dwell in that place for a long period of time, and it seems like all hell breaks loose on you. Because that's the complaining spirit, and it draws hell.
Well, I look at it as it's the beginning of Pandora's box.
Yeah.
You know? Once you begin to start complaining, it's like that box starts to vibrate.
Right.
And then all
hell
of a sudden.
Razor.
Yeah, yeah.
that stupid cube going on.
You know, a lot of times we complain because we don't understand what's happening or why it's happening. And, you know,
and then fear sets in.
Fear sets in. But you know, to bring up one of the prophets that Pastor was talking about, and to reiterate what Tim was talking about when he said changing the way you think is vital. You know, a little story in the Bible, and I'm going to tell a little story, that Jesus himself stood before Pontius Pilate. He was accused of calling himself God. He was accused of going against their laws. But the laws were really putting them in bondage. The laws weren't setting them free. And Jesus had laws that he followed that were the laws written on his heart. He had a conviction. He had a compulsion. He had a voice inside him telling him and going against the laws that were putting people in bondage, like the things that were like laws of this world, not laws of heaven.
They were laws of of a form of righteousness. Correct. Like go feed the poor. But if your heart wasn't wanting to feed the poor, and all you were doing is
doing
moaning and groaning,
you're doing it
you know,
vain.
It was kind of putting them in a bondage of, do I really have to do this?
Correct.
But Jesus was bringing across that I live by the law written on my heart, where if I don't feel like feeding the poor, guess what? I'm not going to feed the poor.
Right.
You know, so I don't have to feel like I'm governed under a law. I just wanted to clarify that.
And you know, a major truth that we all believe in here fully, when Jesus stood before Pontius Pilate said to him, defend yourself. If you don't defend yourself, I have to put you in prison, and I have to crucify you for what you're saying. If you don't defend yourself, I have to do these things. And Jesus said this vital truth. He said, you have no power over me. You can't lay a finger on me unless my Father in heaven allows it. You can't touch me. You can't do anything to me unless God allows it.
Yep.
And that's what we have to realize. Why we're going through tough times, why we're going through hard times, why we go through struggles. Like Pastor said earlier, God's trying to build a character. God's trying to open another door in your life. He's trying to bring you to another plateau, another place. And, you know, the way we're thinking right now, we're not thinking right. We're holding ourselves back because we're not allowing the things that we're going through, the struggles, to build our character and to mold us into a better person. You know, when you realize why you're going through what you're going through, when you realize why you're struggling, when you realize why you're going through these hard times, is to build your character and realize that only God can put you through these things. You can't blame anybody. You can't blame anything. You can't blame any people. You just have to realize that God's building a character in you, and that brings excitement. That brings a looking for tomorrow and being like, you know what? I'm going to allow this to mold me and make me a better person. I'm going to allow this. I'm going to keep my peace, that great pearl of peace Pastor was talking about. I'm going to keep that. I'm not going to allow it to get tarnished. I'm going to keep that going. I'm going to keep that peace, that joy, and that hope in my heart. And then the next day, maybe the next week, God will open a door for you because the character's been built. And that's the most vital truth that we have in here. It really helps us out in when we go through tough times.
You know, to look at that in another viewpoint, we have many teachers, right? What better is it to be taught by the supreme teacher?
Correct.
And that's the teacher of life, really, because God says, I'm life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so if we can be taught by life and allow life to teach us how to be that type of person that life wants us to be, I always say that, you know, our situations that we're going through is to create that character for us, to allow us to be able to have that, I guess, personality, or however else we want to word it.
Trust.
To be able to bring us into that next chapter in our life.
Yep.
Because we're all moving forward, whether it's to raise families, businesses, careers, whatever it is, public figures, whatever it might be, to show an example of ultimately to our Heavenly Father. You know, because Jesus, one of the prophets, said, if you see me, you see the Father. So we're to bring an image of our Creator on earth. We're to
take on his character.
Yeah, to take on his character. And that's really what the purpose is. You know, when God created us, he says, let us create man in our image. You know, not two legs, two arms, and a head. The image of God was more of a character that was he was trying to reveal. And, you know, the world needs to see God. And how is the world going to see God if he doesn't see it through us?
Correct.
You know, through those that are walking in truth. You know, you look at the prophet of Jesus, and he says, I am the way, which he was saying, you know, I know the way of life. I know which way to go. I know the laws on our hearts and the commandments that are written on my heart that brought me to life creation. And I'm the truth. So what the revelation that he was getting, he says, I'm the truth.
He applied it. He walked in it.
And know? Became master.
Became master.
He
yeah.
became master.
Yeah.
And then he says,
I'm the life.
And I am the life. So what he was basically saying is, what God created, I'm living it.
Yeah, correct.
And
that's absolutely right.
I think, you know, with our listeners out there, we're all looking for a life. I mean, you know, sometimes we just accept certain things, and we just say, this is the way it is, and then now we're just waiting to die. You know, we're just waiting for that day, you know, when the big old white heavens come, and, you know, the white horse comes taking us sweeping away, and the old heaven starts singing, and all of a sudden we appear with a white gown singing with the choir, You know, we're all waiting for that day. Well, I don't want us to just think that that's it. There's so much more in life. But life isn't like to do.
Right.
Life is to be. I am.
Yeah.
And when you can sit there and just laugh and just be content with just what is, that's a life. People have a conception of life, a perception of life.
Correct.
That I can like travel the world, yeah. I can have lots of money and a big yacht and you know a big home and fancy cars.
And they get up trying to create this life.
Yes, they try and they're
trying to create it
through strife,
yep.
And all that. And that might not be God's plan. His plan might be you being a wheat farmer somewhere around some land that you left when you were younger or something.
Yeah.
But it's so true to be able to just be. I think a lot of sects out there are searching this truth, and it's a shame because they put themselves in solitary confinement in a home all day, you know, trying to find this life in a natural way. But, man, you could be living a normal everyday.
You have to live a normal everyday.
Yeah.
There's no other way.
Not escaping the reality of life, but yet your whole mind and heart is not settled in the complexity
it says
of life.
You're in the world, not of the world.
Right.
You know, it does say that the world is our schoolmaster, is our school teacher. And, you know, just so you guys know that everyone, all three of us up here have been through most likely what you're going through. You know, or we're going through it now. If I told you what Pastor has gone through in his life, you would not believe that he has the peace and the joy that he has,
yeah.
And including what he's going through today. He's still going through a mess. You know, it's
went cuckoo.
It's like
for Cocoa Puffs.
It's like a never-ending barrage of hard times and tough times. But he understands that it's to build his character, and he allows it to build him. He allows it to change him and make him a better person, and have his personality build up. And you know, when you think like that, it really separates you from the world. It separates you from those patterns that really drive you down and keep you down. And you don't go forward. You stay in that place forever and ever. You never move forward. You never have peace. You never have joy. And it's tough.
You know, Paul mentioned pretty much the same thing. He says, you know, these sufferings are for your account. If he never went through these sufferings, and I went to God and say, well, you know, why is the heavy hand, you know? And he says, you know, it's not for you, even though it is for you, but it's for those, you know, out there for you to teach and to show them. But, you know, it's has anyone ever dealt with something dramatic, so to say, in your life, and you were really radical over it? Oh, my God! You know, and you felt real troubled. And then you look back, and as you grew older, so to say, and you experienced these things, they're not as bad as they were the first time it happened. Mm-hmm. Has anyone ever experienced those things? Yeah, so you know what I'm talking about, right? So it's almost that way with life. As you allow these things to occur through your life, you tend to master them, and you look back and you say, you know what, that wasn't so bad, you know, and if I was able to handle those things, I'm sure I'll be able to handle these things. And time is a big factor. You know, not many people realize, but if you just let time play itself out, these things pass. You know, it's I think the sufferings only last for a short period of time.
The very beginning, usually.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, it's interesting. When it's all done, you look back and say, oh, that wasn't too bad, you know. I thank God it actually happened that way.
One aspect of this is also that our human nature is very protective of self. We always tend to rise up and get defensive when circumstances arise that are negative or go against what we want. And the opposite is the spirit, where if we can really just change the way we're thinking and say, okay, you know what, the circumstances came and fell in my lap. We know that God brought it on us, you know, and it's for a reason. But if we can change the way we think towards that, then we can have peace and go through that, and it will go quicker than what we expect.
It's called putting them under your feet, like we talked about earlier. It's in the beginning when something it looks like it's bad, but it's nothing is bad. You know, there's no good, there's no bad. It's just what's happening in the world, what's happening. And the tough times don't stop just because you come to God. The tough times don't stop. And Pastor said it a little while ago. He said, you know, Sam, the tough times don't stop for me. I just learned to put them under my feet. I learned to master them, to overpower them so they don't control me. I control them. They don't have any power over me. They manifest, but they don't have any power at all. I overpower them, and they're under my feet, and I have peace and joy. And that's the beauty of this ministry, that you can go through. Listen, we go through tough times just like you do. There's nothing you're going through that we haven't gone through. I guarantee it. We've all been through tough, tough times, but we've learned to put them under our feet. We've learned to master them by the truth that we've been preaching here. The truth is inside of everybody. You just have to tap into it and find that truth in you that tells you, you know, God's in control. He'll never give you more than you can handle. You know, all things work together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. You know, the truth of him will set you free and put these hard times under your feet so you can go through them and still master them and have peace and joy.
If you're listening to this message tonight on the web, I think you have to really ask yourself, are you sick and tired of being sick and tired of being beat up, being disgusted, murmuring, complaining, and not seeing any results? If you are, take the truth that we're speaking about tonight and start applying it. Start changing the way you're thinking. Start being aware that, okay, I'm manifesting complaining right now. I need to stop it, you know? And watch how God changes your circumstances when you start actually trying to control these different manifestations that are happening in your life. You'll see results that God's actually going to work on your behalf and change your circumstances.
Let me add to this real quick, because I like what you said, if you apply it, because people out there that are listening, they might not know God like we do, okay? We've come to a point of seeing him. A lot of people out there in the world can't see him. The way you see him is how he does these miracles, signs, and wonders in our lives and overcomes a lot of situations. But the listeners out there, if they just apply, take the challenge and apply, God's in the truth.
He's in the truth.
He'll never leave you or forsake you. So you don't even have to know him. You'll know him by the fruit. You'll see when you apply the truth, you're actually manifesting the will of God.
Right.
And
that's
God's right. Not a liar, and he's not a respecter of men. And so it doesn't matter if you're good, bad, right, or wrong. He don't care what you're about. You can be over there shooting dope, you know, fornicating with all the women out there, being an alcoholic for who knows what. You know, you could be the baddest person out there manifesting what you want to call sin, and if you apply the truth, guess what? God's going to work on your behalf. That's the coolest thing. Now, what's really cool is all of a sudden you'll feel convicted and you'll no longer want to do those things that you're doing. You'll no longer, the things that I spoke about earlier. I'm just trying to get you to be aware that God doesn't care about what you are and what you're about. He just cares that you come lining up with him in that realm of obedience. See, people think in order for their life to get straightened, they have to stop living a sinful life. Well, yep. And try to purify themselves before God will come and even talk to them.
I'm just going to say that.
That's such a lie. You know, yep. I know that for a fact in my own life because, man, I was really into the world. I was having a party, and then God came and plucked me out and gave me a visitation and then, you know, divinely set me free of everything and put a fire in me and put the truth. The truth has set me free. So God set me free through the truth. And so I want our listeners to understand that you're listening and you're here for a reason. Tim said, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, how did I get here? How did you even get to hear our voice?
How'd you get onto our website?
That's right. It was divine.
Yeah.
God doesn't care what you're all about. You might even be in jail listening to this. You might be in a sense of a place of who knows what you've done just 10 minutes ago. God doesn't care. He loves the sinners. Matter of fact, I think he loves the sinners more than he loves the righteous people. The self-righteous people. You know, I think that the self-righteous people is like an abomination in his eyes, you know, because he says that the righteousness of man is like smelly, stinky rags.
Rags, yeah.
You know, and we don't want to go there.
We know one of the biggest lies, like what Pastor was saying, one of the biggest lies is, you know, you tell yourself, I got to get cleaned up before I'll even go and ask God to come into my heart and have a relationship with me. That is poo-poo. It's a total lie. Mm-hmm. God says, come as you are, humbly like a little child, and he'll come to you.
Yep.
Just come as you are. It doesn't matter what you've done, what you're doing, what you look like, what your actually circumstance is. It doesn't matter. He just wants you to just say, okay, you know what? I'm done. God, here I am. Have me.
They're the ones I love the best. The ones who are sick and tired of being just sick and tired, and they're willing to apply it.
That's it.
The ones that want to argue with me, it's like, man, I don't have time to argue with you. You know, go suffer a little bit more until you're ready. You know, because it's almost like enemies like that who needs friends or something like that. You know? Or friends like that who needs enemies. But anyhow, you know.
That's the truth, though.
If you were listening tonight, you know, we got about 15 minutes left. If you were listening tonight, you would see that everything that we were speaking about was pointing towards rejoicing. You know, you have to learn how to change your circumstances and start looking at it through different eyes. You need to begin to start rejoicing in these things, knowing that he'll never give you more than you can handle. Nothing can harm you unless our Father in heaven has given those things authority over you. And then you can even put this to play. He'll never give you more than you can handle. So if you look at these truths that we are giving you, to know God, I'll tell you, is probably the greatest thing that anyone could ever have in their life, because there are certain things. By knowing God, you walk with God, you have a greater confidence knowing that he's there with you. But if you apply the truth, that's the same thing as having God in your life. The exact same thing. Because God is truth. And when you begin to apply what we're saying, it's all truth. The sin nature is completely opposite to what you know.
Correct.
That's why Paul in this book says, count everything that you know as dung. He was trying to say, your sin nature and the way it thinks, throw it away, because it doesn't mean anything. You have to completely reverse your thinking.
Correct.
It's almost like you have to humble yourself in order to be exalted. You have to die in order to live. You have to give in order to receive. I mean, it's all these opposite thoughts that we're not accustomed to until we are trained by it. Life can teach you so much. Then you need ministers or prophets like ourselves, apostles that know the fine truths of in-between words.
Finishers.
You have finishers. And be able to impart these things. You know, life is a mystery. And it speaks in parables. And you need an interpreter. And I believe that we're the interpreters in this age, 2017 and beyond, as long as we live, I guess, to interpret the gospel, the good news. And, you know, the gospel isn't Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, for those that are listening. The gospel is good news. The gospel is saying that, you know, God is with you, and he has a law that he wrote, and it's on your heart. And, you know, there are contracts in heaven that are written over your life, and we can rip up these contracts or we can write new contracts. And, you know, there's a pearl of peace that's sitting inside of us that we have to protect. And, you know, we could call it the kingdom of God. We can call it anything you want. But right now we're calling it the pearl of peace, because peace right now is a big factor of life. And if we don't protect peace, and we don't know how to protect peace, then that peace will be destroyed. Your life will be destroyed. And part of protecting the peace is watching yourself begin to complain and harbor to the point where you get sour.
Yeah.
You have the rights to feel bothered, upset. That allows you to go to God and say, oh God, give me strength to help me through this. There's a point in your life where you're going to be like, I can handle this because I'm already filled with the power. You know? And you know that God has already endured you with the power to overcome. But in the beginning, we have to look up to heaven and say, God, I need some help. And he will give you that help. You're getting help right now by listening to us. And then be able to protect that. So you have every right to feel the way you do. You just can't let yourself get soured over it. That's the key. You know, hardships are going to come. And I want you to be human, so to say. I mean, we could be so spiritually minded and walk around like, oh, you know, But we gotta be real. Damn! You know what I mean? Damn, another all! But that's okay. I can overcome this. That's not going to be a problem. Bring it on! You know? Has anyone ever gotten a fight? You knew this cat was going to fight, right? You know, and it was like, damn, man, I got to fight that guy.
Try and avoid this.
Yeah. But you know what? All right, bring it on. I'm ready for him. Yeah. I'm ready. All right. I'm gonna watch this guy. I'm gonna dance with him, you know, and then I'm gonna whack him first. If I don't get the first punch, I'm done, you know. And you wait until you can get that first one in, you know, whack. Well, this is like getting the first punch in, you know. You can say, "Damn, I got his face this," but get the first punch in and say, "You know what? I can handle it. I can take it. I can take it on." So, I want to end this. My ending thing is, you're an overcomer. I want you to think and know that you're an overcomer. And you can overcome any situation because God said so. He never would give you more than you can handle. So whatever's thrown at you, you can handle it. You can bitch and complain for a moment. Just don't get too soured. Don't let the sun go over your head, you know, and lay down for the night. Get that sour out of you. Just tell yourself everything's going to be okay. Because everything is going to be okay. Everything will be okay. The thing that we don't have is time.
Correct.
That's but true. God holds time.
Yep.
You know, and these things shall pass.
A lot of it's according to your heart, too.
Yeah.
Because he holds the time. He's waiting for your heart to change. And that's when he changes the circumstances. So he can make it go on and on and on because your heart hasn't changed in the situation.
Well, that's the hidden secrets there. You know, we could put on a happy face.
Yeah.
But I believe our listeners can kind of understand the sourness.
Yeah.
We can't have that sour feeling in our heart.
A lot of that comes from blaming ourselves for what we're going through, blaming yourself, holding yourself guilty. And like Pastor said earlier about the sin nature is talking just like God's voice is talking to you. And it's telling you to blame yourself. It's your fault you're going through this. You know, you're never going to come out of it because you're a wicked person. But
should have never did it.
You never should have did it. You know, that guilt and shame keeps you in that place. Like Tim said, you're never going to grow. But when you realize why you're going through these issues, why you're going through these struggles, is because God's trying to get a hold of you. He's trying to have a relationship with you. He's trying to say, listen, turn to me.
And build character.
Just give me a chance and watch what I can do for you. Watch what I can do to build your character. Watch what I can do to change your life. And like one of our greatest listeners in here said, just try this. Just give it a shot. You know, she said it last week, and, you know, just apply the messages. Just listen to a message in here at glorytothenations.org and, you know, listen to a message and apply what you hear. Just give it a chance. Give it one. You tried everything else. You tried drugs. You tried alcohol. You tried blaming yourself. Nothing brought peace. But just try this message just one time. Try this truth. Apply it 1 week and watch your life start changing. You don't have to understand what you're hearing. You don't have to understand what he's saying. But trust me, it's getting in your spirit. You know, it's getting in you. It's going to come out when you need it the most. You're going to say, oh, I remember when he said this. Oh, I remember when he said that. In the right, the perfect time to overcome your own guilt and shame that you're putting yourself through. So set yourself free. You know, please, set yourself free. No one's holding you guilty but you. God's not holding you guilty. He's not condemning. He condemns no one. He's here to give you a life. So just try it and find the life that we found. And listen, we're never going to go back. This life is like the water that you can just drink and you're never thirsty again. So just try it. Believe me, you'll never regret it. You'll find peace and joy for the rest of your life for all eternity.
I'll leave you with this. We're not going to lie to you or mislead you or misguide you in any way. The honest truth is you're always going to have some type of suffering in your life. We're giving you keys on how you can overcome it and still keep your peace. hold yourself up high and say, you know what? Even though this circumstance, I may not like it, I'm going to walk through it and I'm not going to get hurt.
Correct.
You know, what we're here for is to help you not to get hurt anymore. Because it's all about changing your mindset, changing the way you're thinking and saying, okay, God, you're in control, I'm not. This circumstance came about because you brought it in my life. So if you brought it in, there's a way out as well.
You can walk through the fire.
You can walk through it without even getting burned.
That's right.
You know, just like even the Bible, there's people in the Bible, they went into the lion's den, God closed the mouth of the lions. They didn't get eaten, you know. They went into the fiery furnace, never got burnt because they trusted God, and they changed the way they thought. So that's what we're trying to tell you tonight. Change the way you think and watch what God does in your life.
Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's the key.
You know, and miraculous things begin to start happening. You know, to give you everything would just fill your mouth up with a bunch of nuts, and you wouldn't be able to digest everything. You'd be like choking on it. But your eyes begin to open up, and your understanding begins to open up, and the clarity of knowledge begins to broaden.
The more you listen.
And all of a sudden, your choices become wiser and wiser and wiser. And you don't make the mistakes over and over and over again. You just begin to become divinely aware, and you avoid future problems.
Correct.
It's almost like we are set free.
Amen.
If you ever walked in a room with the lights out, and the furniture is all moved over, and you don't know exactly where things are, you're going to walk into them and get hurt. Well, this is exactly what's happening with life right now. We are all blind, and the truth brings light into our eyes, and we begin to see. In the beginning, we can't see anything, and there's obstacles in our way, and we're walking through the darkness, and we're tripping over a lot of things. But as we apply the truth, the truth begins to open up our eyes and we begin to see. And as we begin to see, we begin to see the obstacles and avoid these obstacles too.
Correct.
So there's a lot more to be said, but right now, we want you to just start applying the simplicity of this truth so that you can begin to have your eyes opened up, begin to have your ears opened up, begin to see in a dark place, and begin to better yourself for the future. Amen?
Amen.
You know, real quick, in this book here, the Holy Bible, there's a scripture verse about Jesus. It says, he learned obedience by the things that he suffered.
Amen.
You know what the obedience was? It was learning about how to follow the heart, the commandments, the written word that's written on his heart by God. So he learned obedience by the things that he suffered. So when he didn't obey this, he was going through, when he went through sufferings, he needed to tap into this and say, okay, you know what? I can get through this because I got to obey what's on my heart. You know, he had a chance to turn away in the Garden of Gethsemane, to turn away from God's will and run and say, what? I'm not going to that doggone cross. Well, I'm not going to hang on some piece of wood for what? But he said, no, not my will, God, but your will be done.
That's right. I'm not going to run.
I'm going to face it. And he overcame it.
Yep.
And guess what? God raised him up from the dead in 3 days.
Yep. And listen, we might have circumstances that failed, but it may not be the time.
True.
You know?
That's true.
We just have to surrender, accept, and receive.
Correct.
These are like the three golden rules of our ministry.
Yep.
Surrender, accept, and receive. We don't have control. We can't control circumstances. The only thing that we can do is surrender,
yep,
and then accept the circumstances, and then begin to receive what the outcome is going to be. Yeah, what the outcome is going to be.
Yep.
So with that being said, I want to thank our listeners. I want to thank all those that came out tonight, and be blessed, and we'll see you on Sunday.
And just remember, Sunday, 10 o'clock, we have a fabulous worship team that comes up here on the stage behind us.
Mm-hmm.
And they have such a melody that when you come in here, you'll find peace and comfort when they play. And then 11 o'clock, we have a service and pastor speaks around usually like 11:30. So if you can make it out, please come out.
The address is on the website.
Yep.
Check it out.
Yep. Follow the website, and the worship team primes the pump for the service. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Woo.